Homestead Orchestra Festival. We have four really amazing adjudicators with us from the orchestra director at San Diego State University, Dr. Michael.
Good evening, Hopkins Intermediate Orchestra. My name is Michael Stone. I'm Visual and Performing Arts Coordinator with Bakersfield City School District. And happy to be an adjudicator for your festival performance today here at Homestead High School. And we're just introducing adjudicators.
California Music Education Association President, Michael Stone.
Okay, so we're introducing adjudicators and we'll begin your program in a moment. It's great to see a very big orchestra with good instrumentation. I see a big cello section for bass players, I think. So CMEA got more applause than SSBOA. I just said it on the CD. I just wanted you to notice that, Mr. Jung.
More what?
More applause than you did. See, just sorry, kids. I'm being silly. All right. Our adjudication will follow the rubric on our sheet, which includes areas quality of sound, technique, musicality, and other factors. Look forward to hearing you and enjoy. Okay. All right, nice opening. I have the wrong scores, but I've just found the correct ones. Apologize. All right, I have the score now. Beautiful ensemble sound, nice bow distribution as I watch the orchestra, good posture. Let's make sure to get our scrolls up to the perpendicular to your body, parallel to the ground. Some of the stand height could be a little higher. Good cello posture. Very nice expression, good overall intonation, good bass sound. Like the blend and balance. We could do a little bit more with expression. I know all of this is not written. Maybe the hairpins, crescendos, diminuendos in the music, but we can build things in, like that nice decrescendo at the end. I would take your time with the ritardando, make it a little more dramatic. All right. If we're playing a waltz, we want the notes to be a little more detached and separated, even though it's a slow waltz, right? Okay, nice bow length here, quarter notes on the 2-3. Little bit of bass cello pitch issues there at before 13. Nice playing underneath the melody accompaniment parts at 21. Yeah, let's make sure string basses we're all getting that second finger C in tune. Thank you. All right, are we in the middle of the bow on that figure violins or the upper half? We're doing a different bow placement. This kind of a dance, I think you want to make a heavier downbeat on beat one. Bop, bop, shorter there, shorter on that bow stroke, so we get a dance. If you think of two styles of music, dance style and song style, this is in dance style, and when I do your clinic, I'm going to work with you on making it sound more like a barn dance, okay, more separated, more detached sounding. Okay, beautiful. Nice job. Go on now to your next selection. Okay, good, nice pitch basses, everyone playing good listening. Okay, accompaniment white notes are too loud here, get out of the way of the melody and the violin one. Yeah, so the concept here is the melody should never be covered by all the white notes, so bring out the black notes, hide in the background if you're harmony or bass line. Nice cello sound. Balance is much better here. Think of as you ascend melodically, crescendoing to the highest note. It's a nice phrasing idea. Be able to add some more expression in your music by doing that. For your age, a very good tone overall. This group is good about adjusting pitch. Where I do hear minor intonation problems, you're adjusting nicely. Agree there on the pitch cello. Okay, yeah, dynamic contrast there. Those plateau dynamics, 57 and 59 sounded the same. It should be forte, then piano, right? So if you think of the softest piano being a 1, on a dial, and the loudest fortissimo being a 5, I'm sorry, a 10, 5 being mezzo forte, you want to stretch down into the 1-2 category for soft. Right now we're in the 3-4, and our louds are maybe in the 6 or 7, 7 or 8. Get it up to the 9 and 10 so you have more contrast. Okay, and remember the way we play louder on a string instrument is more pressure closer to the bridge. Not always more bow stroke or more length, depends on the note and the duration, but definitely more pressure closer to the bridge to play louder and the opposite to play softer. So I'm going to use those technical things to contrast. Okay, nice, fun piece here. Okay, I don't hear true accents. Remember, an accent should have heavy attack and the bow pulls faster. We want to bring out those accented notes here at the beginning. A nice phrase right there. Yeah. See, right there we had an opportunity to really crescendo from piano to forte, and I'm not hearing the dynamic contrast. Okay, nice job. Well, I'm doing your clinic, so I will come talk to you in just a moment.